Okay, let's start our discussion of Menachas Daf Pei. We get into the Peis. We are on Ayin Tes Maveis. We'll start again three lines up from the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored in honor of today's marriage of David Santo and Rivki Taub by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, an appreciation of Rabbi Rosner, but Mazel Tov to the families. Okay, let's go to Ayin Tes Amid Beis. A couple of lines up from the bottom. Again, we're talking about Toda and the Karbanos that are related to Toda. So the Mishnah spoke about all the Karbanos related to Toda that don't get the breads that usually go with the Toda. Right, all the 40 loaves. The Mishnah said, if it wanted a Vlad Toda, what was the case of Vlad Toda? We didn't focus on it. Rashi says in the Ksav Yad here, if somebody donates to the Beis HaMikdash, somebody is makdish a pregnant animal. Says Rashi here in the bottom in the Ksav Yad, Shehefrish Toda Mu'uberes V'yolda. That's Rashi. If you look in the, and then if that's the case, the Mishnah is telling me that if I'm makdish a pregnant animal and it has a baby, so that animal does not need lechamim, doesn't need the extra breads. The Rashash says no. If I'm makdish a pregnant toda, then that's all called toda, and when it has a baby, it should be both consider todas, and you should both be breads for both of them. The Rasha says that's not what Vlad Toda means. Vlad Toda means a makdish animal, and then while it's hektish, then it becomes pregnant, and then it has a baby. Right? It's not that I'm makdish the mu'uberes, because that would itself, in his view, get the two breads. So the Rasha points out here in the Gemara. The Kfar of Hatalo Memai Misham Gam Vlad Toda, he talks about what exactly the Vlad Toda is. Okay. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. Says the Gemara, after excluding Vlad Toda and Tumuras Toda, if somebody violates the Isser of Tumura, we know that's an Isser Daraisa, but it's an Isser, a Los Ase and an Ase. One is not allowed to do it, Lo Yachlifenu Velo Yamiroso, as the Rambam describes the message behind the Isserim. Maybe a little bit later we'll talk about that again. But that is also, it doesn't have the full status of a Toda, and therefore it does not get breads. Right? Tumura is a major topic in terms of how we look at Tumura. When I'm Mamir, I want animal B instead of animal A, so both of them are Kadosh now. So does the Kedusha, how did that second animal really become Kadosh? Was I makdish it directly through my trying to switch the Kedusha, to substitute animal A? I tried to get into animal B, now they're both Kadosh. So was I makdish animal B, similar to how I was makdish animal A, or somehow did the Kedusha of animal B flow from animal A? And that could be relevant for our case, where we know here that Tumura does not have the exact same halachas as the original Toda. Why don't you need loaves? If you say lumdus conceptually, that Tumura is really another Hakdasha, then this should be like a Toda, unless you say that's the Zeres HaKasif, right? And it should get Lachamim, but it doesn't, because the Pasuk says not. The Pasuk says not, and the Pasuk has these details of exclusions. So the Vlad and the Tmura, or if I lost one and I found another one, and I have two of them, all of those, Eina Tuuna Lechem. All those don't need Lechem. So again, let's pick up three lines for the bottom. Shalach Rav Chanina, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Shanu Elo La'achar Kapar. When do these not need loaves, if I have already given the one of the todos, let's say I already was makdish the makriv, the original, and now I have the extra one left, the vlad and the tamura, so those do not need loaves. Avalachar lefnei kapara tu'un lechem. But if it's before the kapara, it needs lechem. So what exactly is that talking about? So havi barav amre mahai. Which case of the brisa is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Which case? That there's a chilek between lefnei and la'acharei. It makes a difference in the order. So the Gemara is going to have four different suggestions. We're going to accept the fourth one. But what exactly is the case? So ilema, if what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about is achalife todas chova, are we talking about the chalifin, some type of substitute of the todas chova? So then the Gemara says, ilfnei kapara tanina, ilacha kapara tanina. But we know that already from the Braisa. Whether it's before kapara, whether it's after the kapara, I already know that. Because what does the Braisa say? If you have both of them in front of you, take one, give one with the breads, and the second one doesn't need breads. So that's exactly this halacha. Embedded in that halacha is both. We assume that's talking about a case of chova, because you have to give, you have to give one of them. And if you give one, the second one doesn't need. So if the second one is the chalipin, so that's why it doesn't eat, because the first one was given already. If the first one is the chalipin, so then, you see, if it's lefei kapara, then it gets the breads. So if we're talking about chalifei todas chova, that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan is going on, that case. Because then it wouldn't be the chilik of lefei l'acharei, we already know. So it can't be talking about that case. So Ella, what's the other possibility if it's not chalifei todas chova? Ella chalifei todas nedava. Maybe we're talking about the chalifin of a todas nedava, not chova. So then the Gemara says, if it's nedava, so then bein lefnei kapara bein lacha kapara tunos lachem. If I'm being separated and I have a substitute for a voluntary toda, then even the substitute should need breads. Why? It's not an obligation that the second animal is coming into the shoes, so to speak, of the first animal. And therefore there's only one chovas lechem, and I have to figure out which animal is fulfilling my obligation. Like we said yesterday at the end of this year, from the Devira Kodesh. Right? The chovas lechem is on the bringer of the toda. So if I have two that are supposed to fulfill my chiyah, but only one of them is really fulfilling it, then you understand. But if they're both nidava, so they're both parallel, and the halachi is that a carbon toda needs breads. So no matter when you bring the chalifei todas nedava, they both should need bread. Bein lefnei kapara bein lacha kapara tunas lachem. Why? Marbe betodosi. It's considered two independent todos. One is not substituting for the other one. If one is really substituting for the other one conceptually, there's an obligation that I have to fulfill, and if I don't use the one, I'll use the other one, then you understand there'll be one set of breads. Because I really only have a chiyuv to bring one of these, and the other one is just to be mashlim, to substitute. But if the whole original toda was a voluntary anyway, and now I have a second one, so it's a two voluntary karbanos that I want to bring as todas, and they both should have reds. So that also can't be what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. It can't be talking about chalifei todas chova or chalifei todas adava. So we're going to switch to go into the case of the vlad. But before we do that, let's go back for a moment because we didn't explain. What is the definition of a todas nadava, and what's the definition of a todas chova? Because after all, aren't all todas voluntary? Right? All todas. It's a type of carbon shlamim. It says many times in Shas, in these sugyas, I should say many times, a number of times in these sugyas, it calls toda an example of a ba b'neder u'b'nedava. Right? Shlamim is ba b'neder. Remember the Gemara's at the beginning of Zvachim? A lot of times we compared and contrasted all the uniquenesses of each carbon. Chatas and asham are ba'al chait, and an ola is kulo kalil. Right? There's always a uniqueness to every carbon. And shlamim was always ba b'neder u'b'nedava, unlike chatas, unlike asham, unlike bechor. So toda is an example of a shlamim. It's always ba b'neder u'b'nedava. So what's a todas chova? What does that mean? So three different pshatim in the Rishonim. Three pshatim and the Rishonim, and really at root it goes to how to understand the Gemara and Brachas. Before we see Rashi here, the Gemara and Brachas in the beginning of the ninth parak, we know the ninth parak talks all about chiyuvim of to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of brachos, in terms of hoda'ah. The last parak haroed, nun dalad amad aleph. If I see a makom that there was a nace done to for Am Yisrael, baruch she'as al nisim lavoseinu b'makom hazeh. If I see a place that a nace was done to me personally, baruch she'as al nisim b'makom hazeh. Right? Something to do with life experiences that Hashem helps me out. So right on that Gemara, the Gemara says on nun dalad amabez, amar rav, arba'a srichin lahodos. Four people need to be moda. So even that formulation. So is that an obligation? Need to be moda? Right, there are obligations. Being a kafui tova, right? So saying thank you. Is there an obligation to say thank you? We understand that as an obligation. We'll tell our children that it's an obligation. But is it an obligation like putting on tefillin? Is it an obligation, a chi of like Sfiras HaOmer? So it's an obligation that I'm supposed to do. So, arbat srichan lahodos. So, how are you moda for these four experiences? And we know them. Yardi hayam, holchim nibarios, umisha yecholav and esrapa, umisha yechavesh bebeso asurim, v'yatsa. Right? Those are the four experiences learned out from the psukim in Tehillim Kuf Zion. Right? All of them are learned out. And what does it say in the continuation of that parak? Yodul Hashem chasov niflos al levnei adam. Right? We have to be moda. We have to be moda to Hashem, going through all of them. And then the Gemara says, "My mevarich, Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Abaye Amar Tzorach Lo Duye Kamei Asara, Yirem Mucha Bikal Am, Mar Zutra Amar Vetrei Minai Rabbanan, Ube Moshev Zkeinim Yehalaluhu." And then it says, goes through different details. This is Berachas HaGomel. This is the kind of Berachas HaGomel. So is that what Rav Rav is talking about too. This Gemara maybe has nothing to do with Karbanos. Birchas HaGomel. The context is Brachos. The context of the Gemara, before and after, is all about Brachos. So the context is Birchas HaGomel. But would you say the same thing when it comes to Karbanos? So let's go to Rashi. Rashi, not in our Gemara yet. Right? Rashi in Parsha Sav. Rashi says, V'zos Torah Zavach HaShlamim Asher Te'ekrev L'Hashem. Right after Shlishi. Im Al Toda Yakrivenu. So, if you bring it for a Karban Toda, says Rashi, right there, in Sav. Im al dvar hoda'a al neshenaselo kigon. He quotes that Gemara in Brachas. Yardi hayav alchem ibarias v'chavushi beis asurim v'cholashen esrapa sheheim srichim lahodos. They have to be modeh. Rashi quotes those four in this context. Look at the Gemara. It sounds like it's just Birchas HaGomel. Carbon in the context of Brachas. Rashi quotes that Gemara here in Parsha Saf. Shekasav v'em yodu l'Hashem chasov v'niflo osav l'vnei adam. V'yizvcho zivche toda. Imal achas me'ele nodar shlamim halalu. If from one of these, you were noder ashlamim, shalmei todahein. Utunos lechem ha'amur binyan, v'edin echalam eliyom v'layla, kamo shemaforish kan. So it's still not 100% clear. If you bring it for one of these, which the Gemara says, Dalet, srichim lahodos, and you make a neder, so your chayef make a neder, you should make a neder. Again, it's not 100% clear, but that this Rashi is a important makar, taking that Gemara and Brachas and relating it to Karban Toda. The Achronim all try to figure out exactly what Rashi means. Is Toda somewhere in the middle? Toda somewhere in the middle. You have pure voluntary Karbanos. Well, you always give a voluntary Karban for some reason. Right? Why would I bring a Nedava of an Ola? Why would I bring a Shlamim? There's some. I want to say thank you to Hashem for something. Maybe these four experiences are something unique. And something special. Why dafka does Hashem do demand and specify these? But either way, somewhere in the middle, maybe it's not fully. It's an edava that you're supposed to be mechayev yourself in. It could have different type of middle formulations because you should make a neder. Once I make a neder, then I'm chayev. Once I make a neder, but that's a different type of chayev. It's not a chayev that the event itself is mechayev. I do an avera, I have a chayev to bring a karban chatos. Right? If I go through those experiences, I'm chayev to bring a karban toda? Not yet. I'm chayev to make a neder, maybe, and then bring the karban toda because of my neder. It's not from the experience. So it's somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. But that's what the issue is. What is the Gemara referring to here? Todas chova versus todas nedava. So, now, with that background, now we can read the Rashi. Rashi in the Ksav Yad here has two different pshatim. Two pshatim. Ilema chalifi todas chova. Four lines, a couple lines up. Kigon de Amar, Hare Alai, the Hifresh Behema. What does Todas Chova mean? A neder. Somebody says Hare Alai. That is what Todas Chova is. And what's Todas Nedava then? This is what we know from elsewhere. Neder and Nedava. Right? The Gemara says, Chefsa Gavra. Right? Neder and Nedava. So that's what the Chiluk is according to the first pshat of Rashi the Ksavyan. V'kaimalan, t'chaye bachra yusan. And we know that by a neder, I'm chaye bachrayev. So something happens to the animal, then I have to bring another one. Because I'm chayev de ha'omer alai v'avda v'ifrish acheres v'dim seis harishona v'kamar im kodem shikrif. So you see, it's clear that you're chayev. So that is todas chova. That's one shot of todas chova, and we know the contrast then of todas nedava. Regular chiluk of neder and nedava. The second daya in Rashi, in the Ksav Yad here, you see the second to last line on the bottom, lishna achrina todas chova, kigon, mefarish bayam, yosef b'shayara, quotes those cases. Yochola shenitzal mechalyo, chavish yosef b'esar asurim, diarina bebrachas. Arbat Srichan Lahodos, the Chsibu, Yizbuchu Zevach Toda, B'Sefer Tehillim. So the second day here, Todas Chova means one of those four experiences. According to this, Todas Nedava might mean Neder. You don't have to say that Nedava means Dafka, what we usually call Nedava, any other type of experience. Why you want to bring a carbon for, a carbon Toda, that is day number two. Tashim Gubet says right here, crystallizes the issue. The Shimon Gubat says, an Osir quotes the second day of Rashi and says, it's wrong. V'lo nehira, d'lo ashkechan d'lechayev imlo amar hare alai toda. Says the Shimon Gubat says, that's not called chova. What would the Rashi answer back? It's not exactly a regular chova, but it's close to it. It's somewhere in the middle. Machlokas Rashi and the Shimon Gubat says here, Machlokas Rashi showing him how to define whether those four experiences are classified as todas chova in our Gemara. One final makar here, and that is Rabbi Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says, similar to Rashi, but he doesn't say it exactly the same. He says, when somebody is in the middle of the experience and is in danger and makes a neder be'es sara. So it's not after one is saved. Todas chova, but he says, Todas chova gon shayim mefarish bayam v'nistakein v'nadar im yinatzel sheyavi toda. A little different. Again, using those situations, but saying it's be'es sara. Chova. Why might he say that, Be'es Sara? Maybe, well, first of all, I don't want to forget the we have the Pnei Yeshua because of this type of neder. Right? The Pnei Yeshua in the Akdamah to his Sefer writes, why does he write the Pnei Yeshua? Because Rachman al-Aslan, there was a terrible fire where he lived. Rachman al-Aslan, he even lost some family members, but he was lying under a burning log, and he thought it was all over. And he said to himself, he made a neder to himself, if Hashem saves me from this, I will dedicate my life to answering Tosfos' kashas on Rashi. And the very next sentence, his grandfather, I think, the Megidin Shlomo, wrote a little bit about it, but then he wrote and expanded the big three volumes, Pnei Yehoshua. And the very next second, he got pulled out of the fire, and that's why Baruch Hashem we have a Pnei Yehoshua, Rabbi Shua Falk, right? Which 90% of the Sefer is about answering Toshes Kashas on Rashi. But that's this. That's he makes a neder be'esara, right? Unlike afterwards, why does the Rabbeinu Gershom switch that a little bit? Why did he say the pashtus? If somebody is saved from, right, the language of the Gemara there, arvat srichin lahodos. It's not, doesn't sound like that you made an eder during. Maybe that's how he understands that. So maybe it relates to the fact, maybe it's like the Ramban Shita, right? The Ramban that says, tefillah is generally not obligated on a daraisa level, except once. Except be'ez sara. Right? The Rambam says, davening every single day is a mitzvah daraisa, it's a chiyuv daraisa. How many you daven and when you daven and what you daven, that's the Rabbanan. But the Rambam says every day. But the Ramban and other Rishonim that say, no, that's an asmachta. Right? The Olav, the B'chol of Avchem, Avodah, Shebelev, Zutfila. Right? It's a mitzvah daraisa. But there is one time, based on the pasuk in Baal Oscha, that is a mitzvah daven daraisa, be'es sara. Then there's a chiyuv da'araisa to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that circumstance. And we've quoted a lot about this over the years. And that is the Ramban Shita. Maybe Rabbeinu Gershom is following in that derech. Rabbeinu Gershom is before the Ramban. But maybe the Rabbeinu Gershom is saying that's why, how do you call it chova? When you're in the middle of the tzara and you make an neder. Right? That's chova. That's chova, not afterwards. Afterwards, maybe we'll agree to the Shimon Kubensas. But maybe during, maybe that's why he says it. Just a suggestion. But again, the Rashi in Tzav is discussed by the Achronim, how much he is pointing in the direction of Chiyuv or not. The Rav Ruchem Fischer Prolau, one wants one makar for that. If you look in the big fat Chelek Aleph, page 517, he has three columns about this Rashi. 517, 518, those pages, and he quotes from all over Shas, whether Nidav or Nidav, and how do you categorize Toda, right? It's somewhere in the middle of this categorization. Good. Shlamim, a regular Shlamim, is for sure a Nedra Nedava, right? What about an Ola? I mean, every carbon we could talk about. Ola is generally Bava Nedra Nedava also. But remember, Ola is Bechaper al Bitlases, and Lavanita Glases. So that also we could talk about a little bit, but Toda really is somewhere in the middle. Okay, let's continue. So we're trying to figure out again what Rabbi Yochanan is going on. Rabbi Yochanan makes a chilek between if you have these extra karbanos, only if the karban is brought before the kapara, before the other one is brought, that's when it doesn't need bread. But if it's brought afterwards. But if it's brought beforehand, so then it wouldn't need bread. It wouldn't need bread. So which karban is this talking about? Right, we could be talking about Toda, we could talk about the Chalifin of a Chova, of a Nedava, or we're talking about something else. So the Gemara says, let's switch. So we tried Chalifin Todas Chova, we tried Chalifin Todas Nedava. So number three, third line. Ella Avlad Toda. Okay, maybe we're not talking about Chalifin, right? The carbon that you bring instead because you lost one, but Chalifin. I'm sorry, Ella Avlad Toda Sedava. The Vlad of a Toda Nedava. Again, Machlokas, Rashi, Rishash, what does that mean? But Vlad Todas Nedava. So the Gemara says, Bein Lefnei Kapara, Bein Lachar Kapara, Ain Tunin Lechem. But a Vlad, for sure, should not need Lechem. Mosar de Todahi. That's just called Mosar de Toda. Right? That's not something that's, wasn't Hukdash, shouldn't need to have breads. Rashi, right here on top. Vlad Toda Nedava, Kagon, Hifrish Vialda. Bein jikriva lifnei kapara bein lacher kapara ein tun lechem. That should not need breads. De moser de todi shekfar niskaper ba'acher v'havi kemafrish ma'os l'todaso v'nitos v'nitosrus. Like you had leftovers, To call davar haba me'elav kigon vlad chashiv mosar. So if it's a mosar, it's considered surplus. Surplus doesn't need. Doesn't matter when the surplus is brought. Even if the surplus is brought before the ikar toda, it shouldn't need breads. So that's why the Gemara says it can't be vlad of a toda. Also interesting, in terms of this yesod that Rashi says, anything that becomes kadosh me'elav is not the same as something that was hukdash directly. We find that. We don't have time to go into it right now, but there's a Ramban in Baba Basra that there's a difference in the type of hektish if something is hukdash directly by the person or afterwards. There's a Gemara there that talks about if somebody is makdish a huge bar and then rainwater fills the bar. So the water might become kadosh because maybe there's something called kinyan chatzer when it comes to hektish, but it's a different type of hektish because you are a makdish it. It became hektish through kinyan chatzer. Right, or what happens if a tree is hektish and the fruit grow on the tree? So again, that might be kadosh gidule hektish, but there still might be differences between when the items that I was makdish and the items that become kadosh b'meila. So this also is that type of that's what Rashi is saying here. That yisod called davar abame elav chashiv mosar. So number three, it didn't work because then you would always never need bread. So fourth and final try, ela avlad toda. Chova. It's a Vlad Todas Chova. Vlad Todas Chova. And therefore, it's not just surplus, because if you didn't give the ikar yet, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, this surplus isn't really surplus. Before you give anything, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. Once you give something, that is your obligation. So that's why this would be able to be counted if you give it first, and it would need breads. Vlad Todas Chova. Lefnei kapara ton lechem, lacher kapara ain ton lechem. That's the chilek. My kamash lana. What is this based on? What's the yesod behind Rabbi Yochanan Shita? That the surplus, if you do it first, that would get breads. So kasava Rabbi Yochanan adem eskaper b'shavach hektish. You see that a person could get kapara, meaning fulfill his basic obligation through the surplus of hektish. Which is a sugya elsewhere, as we'll see more on tomorrow's daf. You see on the side, tamura krisus adam eskaber b'shavach hektish. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is based on, even though it's surplus. And if it was an adava, it wouldn't need because it's surplus. But it is can be used for the ikar chiyav. That is what you are doing here, and it needs breads. Havi ba nami abaya ki agavna, and Abaya also gave the same shot. He gave the same shot of this discussion. Period. Tosfos here is a big discussion, and the other Rishonim as well. There seems to be a seer in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan here says clearly, Miskaper Adam Beshava Hektish. There's another Gemara that says it's not so clear. Maybe by Chatas it's not. Maybe are there Chilukim between Chatas and Toda? Right, that's Tosfos' suggestion. There's a question about whether it's according to the Manta Amar Uber Yerachimo or Uber Lav Yerachimo, right, whether the baby is considered an extension of the mother or not. We have that discussion by animals. We have that discussion by people. Right, it talks about a woman who becomes a pregnant woman who converts and then goes to the mikvah. Does her baby need to get have a tefillah when the baby's born? So again, Tosfos gets into some of these shilas to answer the stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, but we'll focus just on our Gemara. What's a kapara? So the language of kapara here is not being used in the normal kapara sense. It's just being used in fulfilling your obligation, fulfilling what you need to do. That's what the pashtus is, as the Gemara said yesterday in terms of kapara. Right? Rashi's law shown lachan ish kapara ba'achas miyem shem hikriv shuv lacher. You're just using kapara as a law shown of fulfilling one's obligation. Period. It's marnami. We have another statement which says a beferish, right? We just figured it out what Rabbi Yochanan is referring to, but we have another statement that says a beferish. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chilufei toda nedava. If you have the chilufin of a toda nedava, and again toda nedava, whatever that is, as we explained, bein lefnei kapara bein lacha kapara tuna lechem mar bevetodosu. That's just considered in another toda. If I never had an obligation in the first place, and I bring two, so they're both the same. They're both the same, and they both need breads. Vlad, toda, nedava, ben lefnei kapara, ben lacha kapara, einton lechem. Moser de todahu. That's just surplus. Surplus, ba me'elav, that's not a real toda in the same way, and therefore it would not need breads. Vlad, todas, chova, lefnei kapara, tunin lechem, lacha kapara, einton lechem. Exactly what the Gemara said, suggested for Rabbi Yochanan. We have another statement that he said at Beferish. Good. Period. Amar Shmuel. Next statement, next section of the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. So now, again, this parak is all about Toda, but Shmuel is going to try to say a rule that relates to the rules of Toda. Kol shebechatas mesa betoda in tunalechem. Kol shebechatas roe betoda tunalechem. So what is this? So this, of course, is relating to the halacha Moshe B'Sinai that we know from Maseches Temura, the five chatos mesos. Five chatos mesos, a carbon chatos, cannot exist without its connection to its owner and the need to fulfill its purpose. Right? That is a carbon chatos. Right? That's why the first Mishnah in Zvachim tells us that a chatos shelo lishmo is pasul. Right? It can't exist. Ola. It can't be kasher velo ola bayan l'shem chova. Right? Chatos has to be connected to the owner and be there to fulfill its obligations. That's why you have the five chatos mesos, abbreviated by vitimna. And the Rambam, I'll just read it from the Rambam this time. Again, it's from the Mishnah also. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Psuli HaMukdash and Perek Dalid, Vlad Chatas, Tzmuras Chatas, V'chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha, V'chatas She'avda, V'nimses Acher, V'nimses Acher, so Vlad, what do we have? So we have Vitimna, Vav is Vlad, Tav is Tzmuras Chatas, Nun, Niskapra Ba'acher, and what did I miss? Mem, mace by limb, and ayin is avrashnasa. Right, if it got too old. Right, so those are the five chataos mesos. The halacha is, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, yeah, you have to let him die. Let him die, right, it sounds somewhat extreme, but that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, that's what he says. Goes through, v'davaram elu kula mipi Moshe Rabbeinu nishmu. We heard them from Moshe Rabbeinu. The case that he mesos, lo shiyaro gosan b'kliyo b'yado, you don't kill them. Ela yachmas osan l'bayis v'noal aleim ashi emusu. And the Rambam adds, "Ain called Rambam Murim Ela b'chatas Yachid." As we know, the five chatas mesas are only by Yachid, but by Tzibur, "Ain chatas Tzibur mesa." Avol chatas Tzibur she'avda v'nimseis acher kapara bein ruy bein ein ruya tira chipo b'mum. It has to graze v'timacher v'yiplu dameha l'nedava. V'yata yachol amar b'chatas Tzibur vlad otzmura oshemesu ba'aleha. Right, you can't say this Vlad or Tmur or all those, because all carbon Tzibur are males. So there's not going to be any babies from those males. Vein at Tzibur osin Tmura, and there's no Tmura when it comes to a Tzibur. Vein call Yisrael Mason. Right, that we have. So that's why some of these just won't exist by Tzibur. But the ones that can exist by Tzibur, like Avrashnasa, or it got lost, so there won't be this Halach Moshe B'Sinai does not apply to the Tzibur, only to the Yachid. So by those five cases, Kol Shevachadas Mesa, if you have any of those, that by Toda, does not need bread. Vlad Toda, Tmuras Toda, Niskaber Ba'acher, all of those, he's just giving a way to remember. Kalsha B'chatas Roeh, but the cases that Chatas can be Roeh, cases that the Chatas does not have to be left to die, but it can be Roeh, so then, Toda Tuna Lechem, so that Toda, the parallel Toda, would need Lechem. So, let's see exactly what this is referring to. What are the Roehs? What are the Roehs by the chatas. So Rashi already clues us in a little bit. If you look at chatas, im nimseis lefnei kapara, roe. What if you find, I lost my chatas, I'm makrish another one, and then before I'm makriv, I find the other ones. Now I have two chatas sitting in front of me. So in that case, so then the other one would be roe. The other one would be roe. If I don't find it till after I'm makriv it, then it's one of the chatas mesos. But if I find it beforehand, Rashi says, shein chatas mesa ela osa shenimseis la'achar shekibro ba'alim. Ha nimseis kodem shekibro ba'alim roe. So the parallel would be by Toda. By Toda, if I find both Todos, and then before I makriv either of them, so that one would need bread. That one would need bread. Only if I find it afterwards, not. That's an example. So let's see now, the Gemara is going to say, does this rule work of Shmuel? So Masa Rav Amram, Ma'o Omer HaToda Yakriv. This is the brisa we had yesterday. How do I know if I'm Afrish HaToda and I got lost? V'hifrish HaKheres Tachteya. V'nim says HaRishona. They're both found. V'arishtein Omdos. Minayin She'ez HaShemayin She'ez HaYakriv. V'lachma Ima. How do I know you choose one and bring the breads with it. Tamalomar hatodah yakriv. Yochol deishniyah tuna lechem. You might think the second one also needs breads. Takar alomar yakriv venu echar veloshnayim. Only the first one. So that's already a stira. Why? Because that's a case of, again, you lost one, you find both before you makriv one. The halacha is that the second one does not need bread, but that's a roe, as we just saw in Rashi. V'ilu gavei chatas ki agavna roe. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in Tzmura, hifrish chataso v'avda, v'hifrish acheres tachtecha, v'nimseis harishona, v'arishtein omdos, miskaber v'achas mehen, gekabar with one of them, v'ashnia tamos, divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that's also chatas mesa. But we go like the chachamim. Chacham omrim, ein chatas mesa, elishin nimseis, la'achar shiniskaber b'aylim. Only if it's found afterwards, I'll call them shiniskaber b'aylim roe. But it would be roe. So doesn't this violate the principle of Shmuel? Shmuel says, Mesa, no breads. Roeh by chatas, yes breads by tota. So this is a case of roeh by chatas, and it's no breads by tota. This violates the principle. So Gemara says, okay, easy. Shmuel karebi sfirale. Maybe Shmuel holds like Rebbe. And Shmuel says, this is a case of mesa. So it's a case of mesa, that's why there are no breads. To amar avuda b'shas hafrasha mesa. Right, as long as it was oven b'shas hafrasha, it would be mesa. So, no problem. Shmuel's principle is still solid because he would hold like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan. So Gemara just says, okay, but so what is the roa case according to Rebbe slash Shmuel? Right, what's the case of roa? If even if you find it before your makrivit, you're going to tell me that's a case of mesa. So what's the case of roa? So ela roa, lo Rebbe heichem ishkachas la kidraboshia damraboshia hifreshtei chatos lachrayas. What if originally when you are chayav chatos, you're mafresh two animals just in case lachrayas if one of them gets lost? So then originally beikaron you were mafresh two, so that one is not going to be labeled. So miskaper beizman sheyirtsav hashniyah tira. So in that case, that's the case of roeh. So the Gemara says there's a tosfos here, but let's just continue. One second. Vagabi toda. So that's a case of roeh. Says the so if it's roeh by chatas, shouldn't we say that accord by toda the parallel should require breads? Vagabi toda ki agavna ain't tuna lechem. Right? If I am mafrish two animals for a toda, so it does not both of them, only one of them needs. Only one of them needs lechem there. So Ela Shmuel, Krebi Shimon Sfirale. Really, Shmuel, don't go say he holds like Rebbe, but he holds like Rebbe Shimon. Da'amar Chamesh Chataos Mesos. Right? He would argue, he argues on the Shnia is Roe in this case. Right? The Shnia would have to die also. So the Gemara says, V'harol Rebbe Shimon Lesle Klau. So what does Rebbe Shimon say about Roe? He doesn't hold of that at all. So the Gemara says, Shmuel nami chadakamar. So go back and change it again. Really, Shmuel only made one statement, not two. Kol shebechatas mesa, betoda ain't tuna lechem. That's the only side he said. Any one of the chatos mesos, the toda does not need lechem. But he does not say the other side. He didn't say the other side of any, every roeh will need lechem. He didn't say that. So my kamashmalana, what's the chiddush? Meaning, why didn't he just say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon? If he owes like Rabbi Shimon, Rashi explains, La Fuki mid Rabbi Yochanan, to go against Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar, Adam is Kaper, Beshava Hektish, Kamash Molan Delo. Right? Meaning if it's the surplus, Rabbi Yochanan said, you can use that, Kamash Molan, Rabbi Shimon says, no, we're going against Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why he said his statement. Right? Kamash Molan, Rashi says, Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon, Tehe Chatos, Mesos, Vlad Chatos, Ve Ein Miskaper, Bo, Ubitota, Ein Tun Alecha. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says the Vlad you could use, but Rabbi Shimon, Shmuel, say not. Tosfos notes here, what exactly is the case of Hifreshtei Chatos La'achrayas? What is that case? So Tosfos says, on the bottom, Lo behifresh bezu acharzu. It can't mean that I was mafresh one chatas, and then the next day I'm mafresh another chatas. De'im kein ein miskaper b'shnia. So then, no, because then, clearly the second one is an extra one. U miskaper ba'achas me'en mashma be'ezashi yirtza. And it sounds like if they're both there, you could use either one. If you did one and then the other one afterwards, you would have to use the first one. Because that was the first one that was labeled. Ube mafresh bebas achas nami lo airi. And also, it can't mean you were mafresh them both at the exact same time. Why? Because we know the principle. Tekosheinu bezechar ze afilu bas achas eino. Anything that you cannot create the chalos one after another, you cannot create the chalos exactly the same time either. Like we learned, he quotes from Ish Mekadesh. Remember that case? A man tries to marry three sisters at the same time, so you're not going to be married to any of them, because you can't be, right? So what's the case here? It can't be at the same time, it can't be one after another. So what's the case, according to the Gemara? So Ella Kigon says Tosfos, to Amar Tikdosh Achas Mehen, Mitoch Ashtayim. You are makdish both of them. You didn't say one and then the other. You took two and you said one of these two. One of these two is going to be a carbon. So then it's even more than basachas. It's one hakdasha. Ki ahi, like we had earlier, ki liktashu arba mitok shmona, like we had the breads. We had earlier Chizkiyo and Rabbi Yochanan. Somebody is makdish 40 out of 80. So that is the case here of hifresh dechados la'achrayis. The Karen Ora here argues on Tosfos. He doesn't understand why you can't be mafresh one after another, and then the second one can still be used instead of the first one. But after you're mafresh one for the chatas, that one's labeled more than a second one that you're going to label for the chatas? You aren't makrivit yet. Until you're makrivit, So then it's not fully connected. So he says, I don't understand. Afila bezachar ze yochol hakdishteim, says the Shekharan Ora. Kivan du mechuyev chatas. Afa gavdik far hikdish achas lo paka chiyuvo adayin. Even though you were mocked just the first one, the second one, you haven't fulfilled your obligation yet, so Tosfos said you can't do one after the other. Yes, you can, says the Karen Ora. I don't think that would force you to have to give the first one. Right, so the Karen Ora argues on that. But again, that's a principle that we've touched on in the past. Again, if we have time at the end, we'll review that Reb Chaim and Hilchos Nedarim about that principle. But first, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Abba, so again, we try to figure out who Shmuel holds like. We try to say he holds like Rebbe to keep his the integrity of both of his opinions. We ended up saying he has to hold like Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon doesn't really have cases of Roes. He says, okay, there's no second statement of Rebbe Shimon, of Shmuel. Continue. Amar Rabbi Abba. If somebody says, this is my Karba Toba, and this is the breads that go with it, and then you lost the breads, maybe lechem acher. That's okay, you can bring other breads. Because, as we'll see, the ikar is still there. So you lost the tafel, so bring extra tafel. But of the toda, if you designate toda and breads, and then you lose the toda, ain't it might be toda acheris. Then you don't bring another toda to team up with the breads could just be redeemed. And go lechulin. They don't have to be put together with another toda. My time, a why? What's the difference if you lose the breads or you lose the toda? Lechem liglal toda, vein toda liglal lechem. The breads come for the toda, which is the ikker. And therefore, if you lose the lechem, you can bring other, because the ikker is still there. But if you lose the ikker, then you don't have to do it, you have nothing. You don't have to bring anything else. You can just do what you need to do with the breads, be po to them, and use them. I saw in the Biuri Chasidus, Lashas, and they quote the Rebbe of Shmelkam in Nikolsburg, right? Lechem biglal toda. Do we eat to live or live to eat? Lechem bread. Why do you eat bread? Biglal toda, in order to give thanks to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Biglal toda, right? You be moda Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we live. We don't toda biglal lechem, right? We don't daven in order to get food, and that's the goal of life. No, lechem glal toda. The breads that we eat, when whatever we do, lechem symbolizing the basics of life, symbolizing the necessities and the staples. Lechem glal toda. That's what leads us to toda. It can't be the opposite, right? And that's what the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Deos at length in the third perek, that everything we do in life has to be l'shem shamayim, right? Eating is not a goal, and drinking and working and everything is not a goal. That's all means. That's all means to get to the ends of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then, I guess, makes it into a goal. Makes it into a goal. If everything, there's a beautiful line that Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach HaKadosh. If everything somebody eats is for this kavana, I think he quotes this in Ilchos Besiyas HaPas. If everything somebody eats is with L'shem Shamayim, then every single thing a person eats is a Sudas Mitzvah, in a certain sense. And that's what it has to be. Again, not for halachic purposes of, you know, I have great kavanas, therefore I could just eat meat all during the 9 days, because everything I eat is a Sudas Mitzvah. I don't think we'll go that far. But in terms of, on a certain hashkafic level, it's very beautiful. That if everything I eat should be a Sudas Mitzvah, a snack mitzvah. Anything, a drink mitzvah, because I'm lechem glal toda. I'm not toda glal lechem. That's the, gives more significance to the, that line than we thought that there was there. To know whatever you put into your mouth, right? Menachas daf peh. Okay, v'yamar Rava, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, okay, peh hey would have been better, yes, okay, but, peh is also good. V'yamar Rava, hifrish mos l'todaso. So again, we spoke about, surplus, so let's continue other cases. Hifrish mos l'todaso, v'nitosru. I have leftover money that I separated for my toda. Maybe bohen lechem. I could use that extra money to buy my breads for this toda. V'lachmi toda v'nitosru, but if I first designated money for the breads, and it was leftover for the breads, can I use that to buy the carbon? No. Ein mevi mehen toda. No. Why? My taima. Ilei mevi shum derav kahana, derav kahana. Minayin lalach mei toda shnikru toda. We know the breads of the toda are also included. You could call that toda. When you say toda, you mean the carbon and its breads. Shenemar veikriv al zevach hatoda chalos matzos. So then ihach yifchinami. Right? If you see the lechem is called toda also, shouldn't you say the opposite? The Gemara says no. lechem ikri toda, toda likri lechem. One's a larger category. Toda includes lechem, and therefore, if you designate money for lechem, you could use it for the toda, you could use it for the lechem. But if you designate money for lechem, toda is equal to lechem, the carbon. And therefore, this money is for lachme toda. If it's for lachme toda, then you can't use it for a toda, because toda isn't lachme toda. So that's why, again, this is connecting to what we just said, similar to what we just said about the ikker and the tafel. Right? The toda is the ikker, and that's the larger category name. The lechem is a prat, and that's why, A, we had the halacha earlier about if the toda dies, and here, the bread that is designated for that. Number one. Va'amar Rava, and Rava continues. And tells us, Hifrish todaso va'avda, v'chazar v'hifrish acheres tachteha va'avda, v'chazar v'hifrish acheres tachteha. Right? You lost the first two. It was a busy day in Yerushalayim. Animals are running around all over the place. And you keep losing your animals. Or you have one leash and, you know, it keeps coming out of its, metal holder. You lost two. V'nimsu arishonos. And then now finally you found them all and now you have three little animals, very shlushed and omdos. You have three animals standing here. So what are you going to do? Niska, and which one needs the breads? And what about the other ones? So niskaper barishon, if you use the original one, then shnia enatuna lech. And the second one, which is a chalifin for the first one, does not need bread. But once you remove that one, shlishas tuna lechem. What's the third one for? The third one is not connected to an original toda that had breads. Now it's independent by itself, so it needs bread. Niskaper bishlishes. If you chose the third one, so shnia ena tuna lechem, because the second one was connected to the third one, right? They're both chalifin to each other. Once you come to the third one, that's chalifin. And you remember, you can choose. The second one doesn't need lechem, rishon tuna lechem, because now the first one is left independent, not connected to the second. The second one was already connected to the third. And therefore, the first one needs lechem. Be'em so is shnia ena tuna lechem. If he's smart, according to this opinion, right, he'll take the middle one. If he doesn't want to spend so much money. And the middle one, so then doesn't need, either of the other two don't need lechem, because this middle one is considered chalifin for either of the other two. Abaya Amar Abaya argues, Afilon is kabra bachas behen, shtin ain't tunas lechem. Right? None of them. You need one. Only one of them needs lechem. Kulu chalifin dahadadi ninu. They're all connected to each other. Right? They're all connected. Well, the third one is only connected to the second one. Right? Now they're all connected to each other. Right? Maybe this relates to, again, not exactly, but a totally different context. Shibud Rabbi Nassan. Remember the sugya, Baba Basra, Shvuas. If A owes B and B owes C, A could pay C. A could pay C. And the lumdus, the Rishonim talk about, is B skipped, right? Are they all connected to each other? Right? There's a couple of sugyas and shas that talk about this type of relationship, right? The mamid shlashton, Mesechas Gittin. Right? If you owe me money and I could be machnit to someone else, also, three different factors involved. How much is there a direct connection between all three factors or not? So, Mamish Lashtan and Shibud Rabbanasan and these sugyas of Rava. Amar Rabbi Zeira, v'chein le'inyin chatos. Rabbi Zeira says, just like Rava says that by Toda, the same exact machlokes would be by chatos also. Again, and here it's a little trickier. Chatos doesn't have breads. But there's going to be a nafkamina whether the chatas is functional. Hifrish chatas over avda. Vifrish acheres tachtel, v'avda. Vifrish acheres tachtel, v'nimzor rishon is v'arishloshton omdos. You have three potential garment chatas standing in front of you. Niskaper barishona. If you use the first one, shnia tamus. The second one is left to die because that's one of the five chatos mesos. Right? You lost one and you find it. Again, this is according to the opinion that even if you find it beforehand, right, machlokas, according to Rebbe, right, if you find it beforehand, it's going to die. So in his kapha, he's showing us shnia tamus, shlishas tirem, because the third one is left to graze, because that's not any of the five. Not any of the five chatos mesos. Niskaper bishlishes shnia tamuz rishona tira. Same rules. Niskaper bemsoz shtean yamusu. Abaya amar afilu niskaper ba'achas man shtean yamusu. Baya says no, they're all connected to the one that you use. Kulu chalifin tahadadi ninu. Same rules by chatos. My v'chein. What's the v'chein? What exactly is the parallel? What's the chiddush according to Rabbi Zeira? What would I have thought otherwise? Why would I have thought chatos is different than toda? I would have thought, by toda, there's a havamina to bring breads with the other ones. Right? If it's not connected. Let's say according to the first opinion. Because it's like marbe betodos. You're bringing another toda. Here you can't say marbe bechatos. It's just another chatos. Say, maybe they should all die. Maybe they should always hold up. Maybe the Tanakhama wouldn't say his shita, that they're considered independent. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. And you have the same machlokes, both. What does the line mean where you can't say marbe bechatos? Why can't you say marbe bechatos? Rashi says, let me find it. Marbe bechatos, right? Let me see. Let's just focus on the, where's the Rashi? Rashi maybe in the Ksav Yad, right? Which the Rishash argues on. The line, Shnei Tur Lechem, Tzarbid says, Ein Tur Lechem. Shnei Tamush Lishes Toda Dikla Meimer Toda Tikla Meimer that Dibra Maskal Toda Dikla Meimer Marbe Betodosu Mishem Hachi Laraba Shlishes Tuna Lechem Kedarina Lael Tavi Todas Yehova Aval Chatos. It wasn't its own Dibra Maskal Aval Chatos Dilekla Meimer Marbe Betodosu. Why Shein Darkon Shal Bnei Adam Laharbos Bechatos? It's not the Darkon Bnei Adam Be Marbe. Yes, the Rishash. What does that mean? You're not allowed to be. Chatos is not Bab and Adam and Adava. What is the Rashi saying here? It's not the derech for people to be marbe. Maybe he just means it's not the derech for people to be marbe ba'achrayas, to be marbe ones that you can. But either way, the Rishash says, no, this line means ein chadas ba'nadava, a more direct pshat of this line. Right? And he's a little tzarachi, and he tries to discuss it, why this Rashi, again, Rashi or the Talmud of Rashi, whoever it is, why that pshat is given here of Ein Derech Bnei Adam Laharbos Bechatos. Okay, Tani Reb Chiya Vaiter Toda, more mix-ups. Toda Shnis Arva B'Tmurasa. We can't fathom this, but imagine if somebody's in the base of Migdash and they go there and there are hundreds of thousands of Jews there and there are a lot of sheep and so many animals walking around, right? We can't imagine, and there could be mix-ups. Or I put my animals in my wagon, and I don't remember which one was the Toda, which one was the this, which, you don't remember. So Toda, Shenazar, Rebbe, Tmurasa. What happened? A Toda, you have a Toda and a Tmuras Toda. So you already have done something wrong, right? You try to switch your Toda, and now it got mixed up with its Tmura. So the Toda needs Lechem. The Tmura does not need Lechem. So what do? Vamesa, so if you have both of them, so give both of them and give one set of Lechem. But what if you can't? Umesa achas mehen, one of them died. Chaverta in latakana, so now you're stuck. You cannot bring the one that's still alive. Heichi nevid, nakriv lechem bahada, if you give breads, dilma tmurahi, and it doesn't need bread. Lo nekriv lechem bahada, don't give breads, dilma todahi, and it does need bread. So what are you supposed to do? You're stuck. And heichi dami, and we continue. E da amar alai, if the cases where the todahi said alai, you made a neder, lo sagij lo maisi lebe machrin of alechem, so you gotta bring another one. It's a neder. So you don't know what to do with this one, so you have to bring a whole other animal with the breads. Velema and say, Ihach de kaima tmurahi, if the first one is if the one that's still alive is the tmura, ha toda, bahalachman, then this new animal is the toda, and here's his bread. Ihach de kaima todahi, but if the one that's still alive is the toda, not the tmura died, halachma, this is his bread, vaha tetevi achrayas. Right, so is that what you should do? That's what you could do. Just bring another animal if you said, haray alai. So therefore, there is a way out. So what do you mean, you ain't lo takana? There is a way out. So Gemara says, lo tzricha d'amar harezu. The case is, you said harezu, nedava. So there is no achrayas. So if there's no achrayas, then now you're stuck. Now you're stuck, because the other one is not meant to bring, cannot help you. Okay, Simon, this gets into the next, all the questions of Lameidim Lifnei Rebbe. Just maybe just to end off, I said we just spoke about, again, Smura here. Remember the Shorish of the mitzvah, the Talmud mitzvah, the Rambam writes about Tmura. At the end of Sefer Karbanos, the end of Sefer Karbanos, he talks about a similar idea, the end of Mi'ilah, also, that the Mi'ilah, the Rambam talks also about that Tamei HaMitzvahs are so important, you have to try to figure things out, and if you can't figure things out, then you have to realize it is our chisaron. It's not that there's any chisaron in the mitzvah itself, but we have to try to do our best. But the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Karbanos, also, the end of Tmura, he does this at the end of most Svarim. The Rambam there also talks about Tamei HaMitzvahs, but specifically related to Tzmura. Says, the Afal Pi Shekol Chukei HaTorah Gzeiros Heim, even though they're all Gzeiros, Roil is Bonin Bohem, you have to focus on them and realize, whenever there's a time that you can give, give a time. And then he says, Yirali. Shezesha, and this is the Rambam's own Chiddush. Shezesha Amar HaKasavai Hu Asmur HaSo Yehakodesh, that which it says, that you're not allowed to be Meimir, and if you are, they're both Kadosh. So what is the issue? Psychology. Yard the Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam. The Torah goes deep down into the recesses of people's brains. They don't even realize it. V'ksas yitzir hara, shetivo shel adam notel harbos kinyano, v'lachus ha'mamano. We are into our assets. We don't like to give away things. And even after we give something away, we feel bad about it. And even if we make a big mishaberach in shul, you know, on Motzi Shabbos, what did I do that for? Why did I give so much? What is this? And the president's going to call me up and say, well, you're no, okay, I know, how many installments? Right, all of a sudden we start backtracking. The Rambam says that's what we're going to give our nice, big, fat cow to the Beis HaMikdash, and then we're going to want to give maybe I want the cow, you know, I'm having family over next week, maybe I'll give my sheep. The Torah knows that. So the Torah says, not let it change. Even if it's for the good, low plug, you're not allowed to change. This is an example of a low plug on a daraisa level. Even if you're going to give a better karban, they're both kadosh. And that's the Torah knows that we force ourselves to be able to keep the inspiration that we did. So that's why there's an isser of tmura, and there is a mitzvah to then give both of them. And kol elu advarim, and here's the beautiful line, kedei lakuf, and all these things are kedei lakuf yitzro l'sakin to osav, and then he quotes the line. Verov dine Torah, eino ela etzos me rachok, me gadol ha'etza, l'sakin adeos, uliyasher kalamasim. Most mitzvahs of Torah are advice from afar, from the great advisor. To fix our deos, our midos, and to fix and correct our actions. That's a gorgeous line in the Rambam that we should review every day of our life. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in honor of today's marriage of David Santo and Rivka Taub by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, in appreciation of the shiur. Okay, we'll stop here.